It has been a joy and a blessing to have Brother David Edmondson, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, with us, and Teresa. I thank them for coming. Thank the Lord for the messages we've heard and that song. Brother David, the Lord has given him the gift to preach and play and sing. And he may not get around to telling you this, so I'm going to tell it. Years ago, before the Lord revealed himself to David, before he knew the truth, he was in religion. Charismatic religion and big-time religion. And he auditioned for the lead piano part with one of the most well-known evangelists on TV today. If I said his name, you'd know who it is. Everybody knows him. And then another leading evangelist, whose name you would know well, offered him the job. A lot of money back then. And I don't know what happened. I do know what happened. He heard the truth. The Lord revealed himself to him and saved him. The Lord saved him out of religion. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad now he's a nobody like the rest of us. Well, we sure are thankful for you. You come preach to us again.
Aren't you glad that it's His great faithfulness that saves us and not ours? I can't express my gratitude and thankfulness to you, this church, for having me. Paul and Mindy are always so gracious. Teresa and I love coming to Rocky Mount. We tell everybody we vacation here every year. We do. We love to come here. We love you, each of you. You're always so kind and so gracious to us. Go ahead and turn with me to Psalm 72, if you would. Just one verse we'll look at here, and then we'll go to the passage that Brother David read in Ephesians. It's Psalm chapter 72. We live in a religious world, don't we? Religion is just rampant. It's a religious world. It's obsessed with being blessed. Have you ever noticed that? When you sneeze, people say, God bless you. You can't go anywhere anymore without someone saying, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Parents teach their children to pray. Their prayers are bless mommy and bless daddy and bless Aunt Susie, even bless Fido. And they go down the list of all that they desire to be blessed. Sadly, most people don't have a true understanding at all of what it means to be blessed in a biblical sense, in a godly sense. What do the scriptures mean by being blessed? People just flippantly use the word blessed and they have no idea what it really means. Oh, I know they think they know what it means. They say, oh, I'm blessed, you're blessed, we're blessed. Everybody's blessed. But are they? But are they? The world's definition of blessed means many things. You can probably ask 10 different people and get just as many answers. To some, being blessed means good fortune, money, wealth, possessions, land, material things. To others, it means that things are going well. Someone wins the lottery and folks call them blessed. Oh, they're blessed. They're blessed. A person receives a big inheritance and people call them blessed. Someone's happy the biggest part of the time. Things seem to always go well for them, whether they know God or not. And they are said to be blessed. But are they? Well, I want to ask you a very serious question. Can a sinner without Christ be blessed? The world and those of the world consider a man or woman to be blessed, as I said a moment ago, if they have good fortune, wealth, great success, notoriety, fame, popularity. Oh, they're blessed. What a blessed man or woman. Prestige and power. Oh, they're blessed. The Lord's really blessed them. Has He? You know, oftentimes those things prove to be a curse, not a blessing. I ran across a passage not long ago in Malachi 2. Let me read it to you. Verse 2, it says, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I'll curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. A sinner that doesn't know Christ and the redemption that's found only in Him by the mercy and the grace and the compassion of God gives no glory to God. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? He said to be blessed. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. I remember a dear friend of mine one time who was a believer, bought a lottery ticket, first time he ever bought one, and he was literally scared to death he was going to win. Things that people in this world believe to be a blessing can often be a curse. Most time are. Now let me also say, so that you don't misunderstand me, I know that everything that we have, everything that we are, apart from being wretched, no good sinners who deserve nothing but eternal wrath, judgment, and condemnation, is in one sense a blessing. I know that. I don't want to be ridiculous or radical or fanatical. I understand that. All things are determined by the predestinating purpose and power of God. Yet, I seriously ask you, how can any sinner who is without Christ, the scripture says he's without hope and without God in this world, can be thought to be blessed? Here in Psalm 72, in verse 17, the Holy Spirit, through the words of the psalmist, tells us what it is to be blessed. And speaking of Christ, we read, verse 17, His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And notice these words, six words. And men shall be blessed in Him. In Him. How are you and I blessed? In Him. Where are we blessed? Well, we're blessed in Him. Why are we blessed? Because of Him. Did you know that the word blessed in the original Hebrew language means to be made straight? It means to be made right or to be made righteous. It means an act of being made holy. Men shall be blessed. Men shall be holy. Men and women shall be holy, straight, and righteous in Him. That's the only way. The word blessed also means an act of adoration. Look at the last part of verse 17. It says, And all nations shall call Him, speaking of Christ, shall call Him blessed, adored, holy, righteous. Why? It's because of our union with Christ that you and I are blessed. You look up the word blessed in the English dictionary and it tells you the same thing. It means to be endowed with divine favor. Boy, I like that. I want divine favor. It means to be endowed with divine protection. I'm pretty sure that when the nice lady at the restaurant or at the pharmacy or at Walmart takes your money and says, thank you, have a blessed day, that's not what she had in mind. She doesn't mean for you to be made holy or made righteous or adored of God. She means that she hopes everything goes well for you, and I appreciate that. She's wishing you good health and prosperity, and I appreciate that. So here's our subject for a few minutes this morning. Just those six words is what I want you to think about. Men shall be blessed in Him. Blessed in Him. It's about being blessed as God defines it. The question I propose to you this morning could very well, John, be the title of my message. Has God blessed you? Has God blessed you? We know that being blessed is an act of God toward us. It has to be. If any man, woman, sinner is going to be blessed, there's only one way they can be blessed, and that's in Him. Men shall be blessed in Him. So it's definitely an act of God toward us, not an act of us toward God. We bless God only because He blesses us, just the same as we love God because He first loved us. Men shall be blessed. It's only in Christ that sinners are blessed, made holy and righteous. No other way. The elect of God are going to have to be adorned. Well, that's a good word. Adorned. They're going to have to be adorned in Christ to really be biblically blessed. That word adorned means to be made beautiful and attractive. When you look like I do, that's some interest to you. That'll mean something to you if you see that you're an ugly and undesirable in the sight of God. For a sinner to be adorned means to be made holy and without blame before Him, before God in love. It means to be made unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight. It don't matter much how we see one another. It matters how God sees us in God's sight. I want to be adorned. I want to be made beautiful and attractive in His sight. One day the church of God will stand as the bride of Christ. You ever think about that? Him is my heavenly husband. And there I am adorned in holiness, perfection, perfect righteousness. Oh, I can't get over the thought of that. Made beautiful before our heavenly husband. Revelation 21:2. And the divine act of being made perfect, adorable, acceptable, holy, and without blame is what it means to be blessed. And you can only be blessed in Him. Men shall be blessed in Him. God's sovereign act of blessing, conforming a sinner to Christ, making that sinner accepted in the Beloved. I can't stand to hear folks say, "I accepted Jesus." Doesn't have anything to do with salvation. Him accepting us has everything to do with it. Not our acceptance of Him, but His acceptance of us. Accepted where? In the Beloved. Who's that? That's Christ. And it all comes back to Him. Doesn't it? Men shall be blessed in Him. Lest the very glory of God. Isn't that what the Lord told Moses? Moses wanted to see the glory of God, and the Lord said unto Moses, "I'll do this thing also that thou hast spoken. I'll do it. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." How is God going to show a sinner His glory? First He said, "I'm going to make all my goodness pass before thee." Christ is the goodness of God. Then He said, "I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee." How does God save sinners? By the preaching of the gospel. This is God's glory. "I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy." It takes great grace, doesn't it? It takes marvelous mercy. "Thou canst not see my face, for no man shall see my face and live. Behold, there is a place by me." You ever think about that place? Who's that talking about? Men shall be blessed in Him. "And thou shalt stand upon a rock." I wonder who that's talking about. Men shall be blessed in Him. "And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by." Who's God's glory? "That I'll put thee in a cleft of the rock." I wonder who that cleft of the rock is. We know who He is, don't we? "And will cover thee with my hand while I pass by." Exodus 33. Now, because of our redemption, our being blessed in Him, being blessed in Christ, is the reason the sinner blesses God. It's the reason we give all the glory to God. He deserves all the glory. Look at verse 18. It says, "Blessed be the Lord." Same word, adored. Adored be the Lord. Worship, praise, kneeled and submitted to be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. We bless God, we adore, we kneel, we submit, and we bow to God because of His loving, His choosing, His calling, His justifying us in Christ. You know how I know? Because men are blessed in Him. And what a glorious subject. What a glorious salvation. men shall be blessed in him. Well, are all men blessed? Are all men and women blessed? A sinner who does not know Christ is certainly not blessed. Certainly not blessed. Not as the Word of God describes it. By nature, men and women are not blessed. Matter of fact, just the opposite. By nature, we are all born under a curse. Adam is our federal head. I want to say right now, I know you know how blessed you are to sit under the gospel, to sit under the truth. Not everybody does. Very few do. I think about the area there that we live, Madisonville. It's got a sign there in town that says, best town on earth. Well, I doubt it. But there out there on Princeton Pike, there's a little old church nobody pays much attention to. It's been there for 50 years, had a faithful pastor, my pastor, for over 40 years. You say, now where is it that you go, Bible Baptist? Or where is that? You tell them, they just kind of shake their head like. But I'm telling you, the folks there in that church, they'll tell you they're blessed. Why? Because God was pleased to visit them in His mercy and grace and reveal Christ to them. We had a Bible conference one time, and Cody Henson, he's been here, hadn't need to preach for you. Cody said, I saw that sign coming into town, said Madisonville, best town on earth. He said, I suppose this weekend it is. I like that. The blessings that we are freely provided by God for the sustenance, the blessings that were, I'm sorry, I read that wrong, that were freely provided by God for the sustenance of Adam and Eve in the garden is now obtained only by the work of the hands and the sweat of the brow. Why? Because man was cursed. With great sorrow, women bring forth children. These things are all included and are a reminder to us of the curse that we're under. Apart from Christ, men and women are not blessed. Not blessed. They're accursed. The bad news is for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. If you're going to attempt to be saved by doing a work of righteousness, you've got to do them all, and you've got to do them all perfectly. If you offend in one point, you're guilty of the whole law. How then can a sinner be saved? Men shall be blessed in him. The good news, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. And with this has been pretty much the theme for the preaching this weekend. The first thing God shows a sinner after he gives them life is this, that the blessings of God come through Christ and Christ alone. Preacher, do you ever preach anything else but Christ? Nothing else is preaching. Nothing else is preaching. Folks say, what are you preaching on this week? Same thing I preached on last week and the week before. And the week before that, I'm preaching on Him. Because men and women sinners are blessed in Him. That's it. Nothing else to preach. We find different places in this book to preach Him from, but He's our message. Why? Because He's salvation. Those of you who know that are blessed. You're blessed. Only one way to be blessed, and that's in Him, in Christ, the one mediator between God and man. How many mediators are there? God's pretty clear about it. One. Just one. Where are sinners blessed? Men and women are blessed in Him. Folks say, have a blessed day. You know, God doesn't bless days. I'm not trying to be cute. God doesn't bless days. He blesses sinners, and He blesses them in Christ. May the Lord bless you. Well, maybe He will, and maybe He won't. But if God blesses you, it'll be in Christ and in Christ alone. I know that much. I sure am blessed. Well, if you are, it's only because God chose you and God called you and God saved you and God is conforming you into the image of His Son. That's why you're blessed. It's not because you received, achieved, or believed. The blessed man, woman that has Christ. And if they have Him, they have all that they need, and they have all that God requires. I am so blessed. Okay, turn with me to Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Why was Paul an apostle? By the will of God. To the saints which are at Ephesus, and look at this, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. How are men and women faithful? In Him, in Christ. If you're faithful to God, if you have faith in God, you must understand that faith is God's gift to a chosen sinner. People talk about their faith today like it's something that they've conjured up within themselves. Paul said, you're saved by grace through faith, and that's not of yourself. Do you understand? Is that hard to understand? I say that a lot, don't I? Because I'm a simple man. I need it handed to me simply. It's not of yourself. Oh, okay. I understand that. It's the gift of God. I understand that. God's gift to me. Not by works. I understand that. By His mercy and grace. Saving faith is given only to those who are found in Christ Jesus. How do I know that? Because David said, men shall be blessed in Him. Now look at this. This was such a revelation to me. Verse 3. How many times have we read these verses? It says, blessed, verse 3. And here the Greek word means the same as the Old Testament Hebrew word for blessed. It means holy. It means made adorable, all that we've talked about. But blessed, holy, and adorable be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. And that's just a small variation of the same word in the Old Testament. It means to invoke or to appeal for. It means to call or to cause. You know, words in the Scriptures mean something. God caused us to be blessed. God caused us to be holy, righteous, and adorable. And in the courtroom of God's justice, Christ makes appeal for us. The justice of God says, guilty. Guilty. But Christ makes appeal for His elect. What's His appeal? I died for that sinner. I died for him. Ed Hale wrote that old song years ago, mercy said, let that sinner go free. Mercy said. Oh, what is his appeal? Let that sinner go free. I died for him. I shed my blood for him. I paid the debt. The wages of sin is death, paid. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Nope, it's been paid. Christ makes appeal for his elect. And this shows us how blessed we are. This shows us what Christ did for us. As our perfect substitute, his sacrifice for sin was accepted. God accepted it. Why? Because he was perfect. He was holy. He was righteous. As our sacrifice for sin, our debt of sin was paid in full. You ever finally paid off a banknote and a few days later you get an envelope in the mail and you open it up and there's that note that you signed 12 years ago. And it's got a big old stamp on it that says, paid in full. My. When I open up the charges of God against me and see that stamped in blood, paid in full, I realize I'm a blessed man. Are you blessed? As our advocate, he cried from the cross, "It is finished." And that was his appeal and his address to the justice of God. And because Christ was perfect, without spot and without blemish, you see, it must be perfect to be accepted. God accepts nothing less than perfection. And because of Christ's perfect righteousness, he was accepted. And his people are blessed. And now being in him, Paul says here, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places were given to the blessed Redeemer. How? In Christ. Where are these blessings found? They're found in him. You see, believing sinners shall be blessed in him. This is the message of the gospel. Blessed, adorable, worthy of worship is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Read it here with me. By blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. But we're blessed only in him. Did you know that there's no love of God outside of Christ? God loves you. Not outside of Christ, you know. There's forgiveness of sin, not outside of Christ. There's no reconciliation with God outside of Christ. We're alienated. We've got to be reconciled. Only one way. Men shall be blessed in him. Look at verse 4. According as he hath chosen us, where? In him. You go through this chapter and you highlight all those in him, and it's just amazing way the whole chapter would be marked up on it. According to as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Where are sinners chosen? In him. When are sinners chosen? Before the foundation of the world. Why are sinners chosen in him? That they should be holy and without blame before him in love. This was all God's doing. Every bit of it. How are sinners chosen? Look at verse 5. Having predestinated, predetermined, determined beforehand. People say predestined. That's a long word. It just means that God does what he wants to, and he did it before you and I could take any credit or glory for it. That's what I love about election. It removes all doubt about who does the saving. Before the two boys had done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. God does the same. How having predestinated, predetermined us unto the adoption of children, how? By Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of whose will? His will. Men shall be blessed in him. Look at verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted. Where are we accepted? In the blood. If you're blessed, if I'm blessed, if we're blessed, it's only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I mean to be redundant. You're thinking, oh boy, it's like a skipped record. I mean to be redundant. Men and women sinners shall be blessed where? In him. Who's made sinners accepted? Jesus Christ has. Where are we accepted? In the beloved. That is Jesus Christ. Men are blessed in him. Look at verse 7. In whom? Not in a doctrine, is it? It's in a person. In whom we have redemption. Where is redemption? It's in Christ. How do we have redemption? It's through Christ's blood. Isn't that what it says? It was Christ's blood that was shed to provide a perfect, righteous covering for God's elect. His blood. Redemption is the forgiveness and putting away of sins. God is too holy, God is too just to just sweep sin under a rug, to just ignore it. Well, we parents, grandparents especially, we overlook a lot of things with our children, grandchildren. But God can't. He's too holy. He's too just. He will by no means clear the guilty. If you're blessed with redemption, then you're forgiven of your sins and you're blessed in him. Why are your sins forgiven? Why are you blessed? According to the riches of his grace. That's whose grace is. Not by your works, not by your will, but according to the riches of God's grace, which are found only in Christ. Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to what? His good pleasure, which he hath purposed where? In himself. The mystery of God's been made known to us. The mystery of redemption is revealed to us. What is that mystery? Sinners are blessed only in Christ. Why is that mystery made known to us? According to his good pleasure. How did our redemption come about? He purposed our salvation to be found in himself. And he gets all the glory. All of it. And the child of God doesn't want any of it. Look at verse 13. In whom, there's that again, you also trusted. Isn't it a blessing to be enabled to trust in Christ alone? For many years, I'm trusting in Christ. But I tell you what, I trusted in a lot of things that old David did too. But now I trust in him alone because I see that my righteousness, my works, filthy rags, my righteousness. Can you imagine standing before God and trying to present some work of righteousness that you've done? After that ye heard the word of truth, after you heard the preaching of the unsearchable riches of Christ, the gospel of your salvation. What is the gospel? No, who is the gospel? In whom also, after that ye believe. Salvation's in a person. Salvation is in Christ. Being blessed has to do with believing in Christ. Why? Because men shall be blessed in him. Paul goes on to say, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, verse 18, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession. Have you ever noticed that word in that verse? Purchased possession. Unto the praise of his glory. You see, our redemption was free to us. But it wasn't free to Christ. And it was purchased by him. He purchased it for us. He paid for our redemption with his blood. Our redemption is a purchased possession. It's ours. It's our possession. Not purchased by us, no. No, not purchased by us, but purchased by God for us unto the praise of whose glory? His glory. So let me say this. Lost one, I don't know who you are, but this is my prayer for you. Look at verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You know, salvation is by divine revelation. You'll never believe in Christ. You'll never trust in Christ. You'll never rest in Christ. You'll never depend upon Christ for the putting away of your sin until and unless God reveals him to you. He's got to be revealed to you. God has to show you. Look at verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened. Who does that enlightening? That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Oh, it sounds like salvation's of the Lord to me. Verse 20, which he wrought where? In Christ. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. We don't belong to ourselves, friends. We belong to him, purchased. We're his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and in all. So what am I endeavoring to say? Just this. Chosen sinners are blessed in him. All the blessings, the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. That's pretty simple, really, isn't it? Men don't have a problem understanding it. They just have a problem believing it. They just don't like it. Who is the Lord that I should bow to him, should listen to him, should obey him? People don't know God. So again, I ask you in closing, are you blessed? Are you worldly blessed? Or are you biblically blessed? Are you blessed by fame, fortune, prestige, and comfort? Or are you made holy and righteous, adorned with perfect righteousness? Made righteous in him. for men shall be blessed in him. I am so blessed. God has so richly blessed me. He's blessed me in him. Have you been blessed? If you're yet lost and without Christ, let me sincerely say, may God bless you. May God bless you. May God make you holy and without blame before him in love. And if you are in Christ, then rejoice because you're truly blessed. And you will bless, you will adore him who made you so. You just will. He gets all the credit, all the glory, all the honor. Brother Paul, thank you so much again. Words just don't want to express our gratitude. We love you. Thank you so much.